Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for welcoming me into your homes for this Wednesday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. And I cannot tell you how blessed I am to be able to share these few moments together with you. Today, we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 through 21. And in today's reading, the Apostle Paul reminds the Corinthians that God, through Christ, has made those who trust in him his friends, and that all who follow Christ have died to sin and have been given new life. And God's saving word for us this week is still spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning at verse 11. We know what it means to fear the Lord, and so we try to persuade others. God knows this completely, and I hope that in your hearts you know me as well. We are not trying again to recommend ourselves to you. Rather, we are trying to give you a good reason to be proud of us, so that you will be able to answer those who boast about people's appearance and not about their character. Are we really insane? It is for God's sake. Or are we sane? Well, then it's for your sake. We are ruled by the love of Christ, now that we recognize that one man died for everyone, which means that they all share in his death. He died for all, so that those who lived should no longer live for themselves, but only for him who died and was raised to life for their sake. No longer, then, do we judge anyone by human standards. Even if at one time we judged Christ according to human standards, we no longer do so. Anyone who is joined to Christ is a new being. The old one is gone, and the new has come. All this is done by God, who through Christ changed us from enemies into his friends, and gave us the task of making others his friends also. Our message is that God was making all human beings his friends through Christ. God did not keep an account of their sins, and he has given us the message which tells how he makes them his friends. Here we are, then, speaking for Christ, as though God himself were making his appeal through us. We plead on Christ's behalf, let God change you from enemies into his friends. Christ was without sin, but for our sake, God made him share our sin in order that in union with him, we might share the righteousness of God. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, where Paul says, anyone who is joined to Christ is a new being. The old has gone, and the new has come. You know, once again, beloved, we see the Apostle Paul trying to show that we as believers are a whole new creation in Christ Jesus, that there just isn't any way that you can compare a believer prior to his faith in Jesus Christ to the type of person that he is now that he has Jesus in his body, because old things have passed away and all things are becoming new. And so it's important for us to remember that no matter how difficult a righteous life may be, we're trying to live lives that are right in God's sight so that people see our good works and glorify the Father. And that may seem difficult, and in our old flesh, it would be impossible. But now, as we are beginning to learn how to let Christ live his life through us, and we get self out of the way, then it's more and more easier for people to see the Christ in us. Let's pray. Gracious God, fill me with your courage that I may experience your presence with me now and forever. Through Christ, you have made me your friend, so that I may live in union with you. Amen. Well, our Time together has come and gone, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 13, where the Apostle Paul defends what he has been teaching. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you, your family, and all those special to you, is my prayer.